Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. We are now learning about news of a possible solar farm in the area. Can you give us an update on where this proposed facility would be located?
Yes. So they are proposing this 100-megawatt solar plant for the Chaparral area. Now, it's important to note that this was a discussion taken up by the Otero County Commission earlier this month. The idea is that as the economy continues to shift and move forward, investment in any type of green energy is a good idea. Now, this particular project would store about 50-megawatt battery storage facility, and it's expected to be completed by May 2022 if the bond goes through. Now, one of the interesting things about projects like these are the proposals for jobs that would come into the area. So the solar plant, it's called Buena Vista Solar, was proposed by Next Era Energy Resources. Now, they said that they could bring up to 200 construction jobs to the area if the project is approved and moves forward.
All right. Thanks for that update. I want to move on now and learn more about news on the Mexican spotted owl. Can you give us an update on what's happening with the owl?
Sure. So listeners might remember a couple of years ago when the Lincoln National Forest announced that it wouldn't be giving any permits to cut down trees or gather firewood. That decision was made based on this dispute about the Mexican spotted owl. Now, the spotted owl was listed as threatened, but local groups wanted to move into an endangered category. If that had happened, that would mean stricter use of public lands where this owl was known to reside and to nest, which included the Lincoln National Forest. So the U.S. Forest Service decided that once a lawsuit was filed for further protections for the owl, that it would give a little room. And so an agreement was reached in which the environment in which the owl is found will continue to be protected, but the forest would, again, open up for use to the public in certain ways. So that means that, you know, you can now go and ask for a permit to cut down firewood, to cut down a Christmas tree.
We also have some news that may make some people who love to camp very happy. What can you share with us?
Well, for those of us who have been feeling a bit cooped up inside our homes and been wanting to get out to the open outdoor areas, one of the holdbacks might have been that you had to provide a closed flame cooking compartment. Well, the Lincoln National Forest just announced that is no longer the case. You can go out, you can camp, select a campsite, and start an open campfire. Now, that decision was made as news of oncoming monsoons was received. So forest officials are saying that because they're expecting rain in the area, because the fire danger has gone down some, that campers are now welcome to, with, you know, safety precautions in place, have open campfires.
Jessica, thanks for the update, and we will talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.